Good afternoon, West Liberty. I'm Anna Dean, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. We are college radio, and we are passionately vocal. This afternoon, I'm sitting down with Professor Tina DeWitt for an episode of our Passionately Vocal series, Faculty Focus. Professor DeWitt is an instructor of finance and general business here at West Liberty. She is also an entrepreneur and runs her own honey business. The two of us will be discussing her roles on campus before taking a quick break and then coming back to talk about her experiences in business and the world of entrepreneurship. Professor DeWitt, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Anna?
I'm doing good. I'm glad to be here. All right, so let's get started. The first question is, when did you start teaching and what types of classes do you teach?
I started adjunct teaching the fall of 2019.
Oh, okay.
I started doing financial literacy.
Yeah.
Actually, I got back into it because I graduated late in life in 2017 with my daughter.
Okay.
I worked in industry for years.
At the same time. That's really neat.
And then I came back to finish my degree, and then I realized I missed the classroom.
I honestly, it's understandable. My mom is the same way. She's an assistant professor down at WVU, and she said, like, after so long, she missed the classroom, too, and she wanted to come back, so that's why she went down there. But I think that's really cool.
Yeah, I kind of missed being the student, but also, you know, the classes that I had, involved with the students, but we also did a ton of study groups and being in accounting and finance. And I really missed some of that. I missed some of the aha moments working with other students.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I wanted to get back into it. So I actually said, hey, I asked for some references so I can adjunct teach at actually Northern.
Oh, okay.
And they're the ones that said, why don't you come here and do it?
Yeah.
So it kind of opened my eyes a little bit. And then I had an opportunity to come here and teach full time. And it was not an easy decision to make because I did love my job that I did. But again, I did miss the classroom and wanted to jump at the opportunity because it doesn't happen all the time.
No, that is a really good opportunity. Okay, so what is your favorite aspect of teaching? I know you said you missed the classroom and you wanted to come back to it. So what are some things that you enjoy about teaching now?
When I came back, it was more about, like I said, some of the aha moments, working with the students, helping them move transition, because a lot of times my first year back was during COVID.
Right.
And then even last year, transitioning some of them, because I have a lot of freshmen, because I even teach the College 101 a good bit, and bringing them that transition from high school into college is a huge transition.
Definitely.
Especially the past couple of years.
Definitely.
But I like to see the aha moments, and I like to see the progression of many of the students, to see how they were, to how they come out of a shell and find their own voice and their own personality, because this is the critical years, and I really enjoy seeing that, working with the students to help them find their way, because so many of them are under decided in business, they come, I don't know what I want to do.
Right.
Well, let's have discussions and see what you're interested in. So
I
really like more of that, not just the classroom. I like all the other aspects of being on campus with and interacting with the students. I'm here for them.
Yeah. Well, that leads me into my next question. What types of activities are you involved in on campus?
Well, the neat thing about that is we did start Topper Thrift this year.
Mm-hmm.
That is a brand new initiative that I actually worked with a couple other college professors in the College of Business about this.
Okay.
It started with our Net Impact Wear It Wise event last year on Earth Day.
Oh, okay.
And we did the impact and listening to what the students were saying. And that's all I was saying, what do you think about this? And all the students said, man, we wish we had something like this on campus. This is neat. This is fun.
Definitely.
Wow. You know, what a great opportunity. So my brain started going. And I had a creative problem solving class. So we brainstormed in there. And that's what we did. I'm like, okay, here's a situation. What do you students think about this? So we brainstormed after that. And it really kind of took off from there. So I put a call out this summer to some family and friends. And I had tons of donations brought in saying, hey, if you want to do this here, we'll help you get started.
Yeah.
So a lot of business clothes, casual clothes. I did have a few friends come up and help.
So did students, like, they bring in the clothes themselves?
Yes.
Oh,
I've had
okay,
a lot of students say, hey, can I bring stuff and drop it off?
Yeah.
By all means, yes.
That's something that I would like to do, so I'll have to contact you about that.
So we didn't think we'd open it as soon, but I did have a couple extra student volunteers saying they were willing to come and help. I'm like, okay, so I pushed it, and everyone was kind of surprised. But yeah. I said, I'm a doer and an executor, and then I'll plan on the back end. So the neat thing about that is we're now incorporating it into a few classrooms.
Oh, okay.
So we're having the marketing club and the marketing class create a social media presence and a social media marketing plan and how we're going to market the products.
That's really cool.
Especially being a thrift store, there's no two products alike, and you're never going to get the same stuff.
Yeah.
So some of the students are really excited about that part.
That is really exciting. So, okay, you said it got started at the Earth Day event last year.
Yes.
After, like, the planning period and after it opened, how has the response been?
Overwhelmingly positive. They wish I was open more, but being one or two people being down there consistently, not planning, because since we didn't plan it last semester, it was kind of like a, okay, let's see what this works.
Yeah.
So next semester, I do have an intern that will be running it. We'll have more set hours. We'll create a schedule of the volunteers who want to volunteer to work it to help sort the clothes, promote the clothes, do part of the social media, and work there also. So she'll have a list and work with them more. So we'll be able to open a little bit more.
Yeah.
But the response has been overwhelmingly positive. Mm-hmm. Just a little bit of the raw data that I have. We had over 100 students come in and shop, and we sold over 327 garments in the month of October. With very little advertising, and most people not even knowing it was there. They just happen to walk by and say, oh, what's this? And pop in. So
I was going to say, like, when you mentioned it at the beginning of the semester, I was like, oh, that's neat. And then I heard, like, from a couple of other students that were in my classes, they were like, yeah, I went down there, and, like, it was really, like, nice and everything. Like, people are bringing in clothes. And I was like, oh, my gosh, okay, this sounds like it's really taken off, you know?
Each week I have a new bag outside my door, put it that way. I don't know where they all come from. Some I do, because some other faculty members or other staff have emailed me, but there's been a couple times that I have no idea. I'm all for it. I love it. Uh-huh. It's interesting, and it's a way to interact with students on a totally different level than just that professor student. It's reacting on just a social aspect and talking to them. So I even like that side of it also.
It's a really neat thing. So, okay, you said you've got social media planned. Do you have any other plans that you'd like to incorporate into it?
Yes, we are actually, I already networked with social work.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to somehow do some type of a collaboration with social work.
Okay.
I'm not really sure where that's going to lead yet, because we are still in that planning stage. We just had that connection. I'm working with College of Education to possibly have a dress for success for a lot of student teachers to come down and be able to see, touch, feel, put outfits together, because college students don't have the expendable income as other people do. And if they can get this stuff at a decent rate and good college or student teaching professional dress clothes or some casual clothes they can wear also.
Yeah.
And students, especially females, do like to buy a lot more clothes and then they don't wear them. What do you do with them?
Guilty.
And you like to go through. So how nice is it going to be to where if you buy something, you can say, oh, I want to exchange this. Oh, I want something new. I want something different.
Oh, yeah, that's a very good idea.
I'm trying to look and remove the stigma of thrifting and to put in students' mind at such an early age, since this is the first time they're really out on their own, to not throw everything away.
I definitely am guilty of that as well. Like, I try to save things, but then at the same time, I also try to take things to Goodwill or, you know,
but you don't have time.
Thrift stores. But I don't have time. Yeah, exactly.
And what about the students who don't have transportation to drop those things off? So instead of them hitting the dumpster here, and that was kind of the thought process, like at the end of the semester, if students are getting rid of stuff or leaving, instead of throwing it away, we take it, and then we can help. If it's something we can't sell there, we either take it to the homeless shelters. If it's towels and blankets, we can take it to the animal shelters. Yeah. And I have students willing and volunteering to do that, too. Well, so, and we're hoping to expand it into dorm essentials also here in the future, because that was also from our market research class. Yeah. That's another incorporation into a classroom. The student did a survey campus-wide and got some great data. For that.
Well, I mean, hey, that is an awesome thing that you're doing, and I'm very excited to come down and visit and be able to see all the clothes and everything. All right, everyone, we are going to go ahead and take a short intermission, but we'll be back after the break to talk more about Professor DeWitt's experiences in business. So be sure to tune in. Once again, I'm Anna Dean here with Professor Tina DeWitt, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. Catch all the hits and all the hype here on the West Liberty Hilltop. You're listening to WGLZ 91.5
FM.
All right, West Liberty, welcome back. I'm Anna Dean, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. This is a continuation of our Faculty Focus episode for our Passionately Vocal series. Again, I'm here with Professor Tina DeWitt. Before our break, we got to talk about her roles here at the university. Now we're moving on to talk about her experiences in business. Let's get started. So, Professor DeWitt, what first got you interested in the world of business?
It's just where I landed in the 90s. I worked for a local lumber company for about 3 years. And then after I had my younger two children, decided to stay home, so I ran my own business of embroidery. Out of my home, so I can keep me home while still having supplemental income.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea.
And then when I went back, I started doing taxes. And that's really what piqued my interest of the accounting and finance world. I started doing those. I did them for about 7 years, and listening to people who didn't understand about their financial situation and about the taxes, about retirement, about insurances. And it really was frustrating to me that they were unaware or not sure of what was going on. They didn't even know that some of these things were available to them through their employers.
It's something, you know, that, like, I feel like even in high school, I don't feel like we were educated on those types of things. Like, if I had just graduated and gone straight into work, I wouldn't have known anything about it.
So it kind of piqued me when I was doing the taxes and working through all that. Going forward, I ended up leaving doing that and went got the full-time job in retail management, which was my favorite job ever. I really did love retail. It's just the hours aren't very conducive for family life, and I missed a lot of my kids' high school years because of working late shift and longer days, especially when you come into retail. What's the biggest time of retail? Holidays. So I'm working 50, 60, sometimes 70 hour a week, November, December. And I still loved it, but yet I was missing some things with my kids. So I decided to step back from full-time that and went back to school because to get the degree, to get the job with the pay, I needed to have the degree. And that's how I went back into accounting and finance, remembering I did love that aspect of it when I was in working with the taxes, and that's why I went that way. Went into Community Foundation for the Ohio Valley, where I was the controller there for 3 years before I came here to teach. Going into that side, I did like the nonprofit side. Not as hard as hustle and bustle, but felt like I was making an impact in the community. And that's a big part of what I'm passionate about. So it kind of all kind of had full circle, and it led me back to here to teach.
That is as full circle gets, I think. So, okay, so you mentioned a nonprofit organization. You mentioned you've been in retail. So how many organizations or businesses would you say that you've been involved in?
I would say probably at least five in my adult life that I really was involved in. Two or three really passionate about the job. They weren't just work. It was actually stuff that I really enjoyed doing. Would have loved to have continued. Like I said, when I did taxes, it's seasonal. It wasn't all the time. So I had to find supplemental, and I had to make that decision of which way I wanted to go. So I decided to go back into, like I said, I went into back into retail, which I did love again. But all in all, I like the education side to be here.
So, okay, so did you have a favorite? I know you mentioned retail, but other than retail, like, was there any specific part of your jobs that you really enjoyed that led you back to education and back to this world?
When I was in retail, I was the training manager. So I was the hiring and training manager. So after I interview, I'm doing interviews with them all and giving them pointers when they're doing their interviews of things they should, shouldn't, looking at their resumes and going over all that, just whether they were hired or not. A lot of time it was just part-time work for college students is what I did. And then I liked the training aspect. And I also trained a lot of other management. So that educational training part was always instilled in me and what I like to do. And then when I went back into the accounting finance, I still did parts of that. When I was the controller, I still had to teach everybody how the program systems worked, how everything traffic flowed. Let's document and make sure we have everything of it. So it's really just part of who I am, is wanting to teach or train, or what I would say coach, more so than just teach, because I do think it's a collaborative event. Not just it's me giving you the tools to move on forward. It's not me telling you everything.
Well, okay, so what would you say is the most important part of business or entrepreneurship to you?
the only thing constant is change, and being mm-hmm. willing to change and adapt to the newness and being mm-hmm. innovative, which leads into the entrepreneurship,
yes.
and being willing and not so rigid, because again, that is the only thing that will change. If the past 3 years has shown us anything, it's that there's a lot of change happening.
Oh my gosh.
The way businesses run, I mean, as simple as working from home, or how do we adapt to work from that? Students' education was done remotely and by Zoom.
Yeah.
And they had to learn to adapt, and the interaction changes. So we had to really adapt on the fly and find a way to make it work. And that's just what I really like about business, that innovative mind that has to happen.
Yeah, everything's always changing. And,
all the newness.
You know, getting bigger and better, I feel like.
We didn't know we needed Apple or smartphones until they were out on the market. And can you imagine living without one now?
Mm-mm, not at all. Not right now.
That's what we all use. And the students, you don't see students not carrying them everywhere with them, or anybody really, because you live by your phone now.
Yeah.
Don't even have a house phone. Mm-hmm. But they're within 20 years. So the innovation and the technology, what it's taken to do that. So that innovation is so important. I love newness. I love the creativity. I love the excitement of creating something new.
Yeah. All right. So what are your current ventures that you're doing? I know that you're doing honey and your beekeeping, and
so,
is there anything like else?
Slightly. We started in about 2016 beekeeping.
Mm-hmm.
So we have right now 19 beehives at our apiary on our 5-acre property.
Oh, wow.
It doesn't take a ton of property to do it, especially since we live in a rural area. It is time consuming.
Yeah.
It is enjoyable. You learn a lot, and you really learn what you don't know.
Yeah.
The new ways, you do a lot of reading.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting to do and to see how what it turns into.
Mm-hmm.
We also have on the property, we have a portable sawmill. So we have harvested a lot of our own trees and started slicing the wood up and making furniture and different crafts out of it. We create sort of making our sliding barn doors. So we do a lot of stuff right from the house and at home. Huge garden, so I love to can. I do work with a lot of other friends, and we'll get together and we'll do canning, because many of they've never done it before.
Yeah.
How do I do this? I'm like, it's not hard. Just come over and we'll do it together. So
it's a good learning experience.
Yes, because they love it. They're like, oh, we want to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So we kind of do everything we can on our own at the house. So it's kind of, you're very innovative when I have this raw piece of wood. And what can I do with it?
Yeah.
And you get all these ideas. And you got to be creative with it on what you can turn it into. Because I just don't want to throw it in the wood burner.
Understandable. I mean, it's really cool that you can, just look at, a piece of wood and think about it, and then use the creativity to make something completely different.
Yes. And with that, with the canning, everything else, I also have mentioned before, I do make homemade wines. And it's so much fun to say, I wonder what this is going to taste like.
Yeah.
And I just kind of throw just about anything in it. And my husband's like, can you make that recipe again? Probably not, because sometimes it's like whatever is right on that peak of rotten or ripe in the fridge. I'm like, I don't know what to do with it. So I might make a gallon of wine out of it. So I've made banana wine, pineapple wine.
Oh my gosh.
The banana is really unique. Some like it, some don't. My husband loves it.
Yeah.
But it's just different ways of adding flavor. And when I even make my jams, when I make peach jam, I can only handle so many jars of it. After 40 or 50 of the same, you want something new.
Yeah.
How can I flavor it differently? So being innovative and creative that way. And I do give most of that stuff away. But
Hey, it could turn into something down the line. You never know.
Everyone always says, do you sell it? I'm like, not yet. I can, but I just haven't expanded that far.
Yeah.
Because it is very time consuming.
Yeah, that's understandable. So do you have any advice for someone who would want to have a venture in entrepreneurship?
Stay persistent and stay positive, because you'll have a million no's. And people not interested. Mm-hmm. But if you feel that you're passionate about it and believe in it, do it.
Yeah.
Not just that small business or running something you're in. If you feel you want to create something new or have a new idea, don't be afraid to do that. That's why I did the Topper Thrift Shop.
Yeah.
It was not anything that anyone said I had to do, but I just felt this was something the campus could use. It was innovative. It was creative. It was something different.
Mm-hmm.
Have I ever thought about doing a thrift shop type boutique, restyle, refurbished stuff? Yes, many times.
Yeah.
It's the time commitment that I didn't have
on
a personal basis. So here I have a collaboration with a lot of other people helping me too.
Right.
And then this is a great way for students to learn hands-on.
That's true, yeah, because they'll get the experience now, and then down the road, if they deal with something like that again, they'll know.
How can I change this, or how did this work, or how did it not work?
Yeah.
Because it's a total learning experience. If something doesn't work, it's not detrimental to a business if we do it on this type of a platform.
Right.
And like I said, this is something I've always wanted to do, but just did not have either the resources or the time or the ability. So to be able to do it here was actually kind of exciting.
So it's like a passion project, but also at the same time a learning experience for the students as well. But that's really neat. It's really cool. And thank you for the advice because, you know, for me going into podcasting and everything, I've got to be able to think of different ideas and how to get creative and stuff. So,
and it is a podcasting's, it's very up and coming, but how do you stay fresh? You have to have that innovative, what can I think of that people never thought about discussing?
No.
You don't want to always do the same old. You want to find something new, but how do you find it?
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to jump out of that box and try something new.
I will. I will try. All right, everyone. That is all of the questions that I have for now. Professor DeWitt, thank you for coming here to chat with me about entrepreneurship, about your role here on campus, about Topper Thrift, and for the advice. Thank you.
Thank you.
This has been an episode of Faculty Focus for the Passionately Vocal series. During the episode, Professor DeWitt and I spoke about her role as a professor, as well as an entrepreneur. Once again, I'm Anna Dean, here with Professor Tina DeWitt, and you're listening to WGLZ 91.5 FM. Let's get back to the music.